Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Holy Innocents, Martyrs, and our preaching is from Italy by Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Paradox and Resolution.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now, after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. The Gospel of the Lord. There's something paradoxical, isn't there, about the way that so soon after Christmas we're celebrating martyrdoms. We've hardly finished rejoicing at the birth of one child when we're mourning for the massacre of we don't know how many, all the children under the age of two in and around Bethlehem. How can we reconcile wholesale murder of very small children with the joy of the Nativity of Jesus? Well, the instinctive answer is to say we can't, because the two are in the most desolating contrast imaginable. And Herod's cruelty isn't just a thing of the past. In the wars of our own time, right now in the Middle East, in Ukraine, children are being slaughtered, innocent children, in the name of some sort of territorial so-called justice, because that's what the movers and shakers of war believe is their justification. Yeah, but maybe we can look beyond the bloodshed and the terror and the suffering, physical and emotional. On the whole, human beings have not been distinguished across the centuries by their loving, selfless, peaceful conduct. And yet, that child who so terrified Herod grew up and loved and healed and taught, and then became a victim of that very same violence that made martyrs of the Holy Innocents. Violence triggered by fear, by panic. And the only answer to it is the infinite patience of God, his capacity to embrace even the most deplorable sinner. And then, finally, there's one glorious example of courage, of responsible behavior in the Gospel of today. And that's Joseph. Look at this young man who takes his very young wife and her infant son by night and undertakes a long journey without any protection and without the rapid means of transport we have today. He goes the hard way and he leads them into safety until it's possible to come back home. What an example. An example without which we wouldn't have had the glorious ending of the whole story. Because after all the suffering, after all the terror and the pain and the grief, there comes the resurrection. And that is the happiest ending of all.